Gal Pals Watch, where we talk about queer lady movies. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And today we are talking about everyone's least favorite lesbian movie, Below Her Mouth, which I believe was released in 2016.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
I like that you said everyone's.
Yes. I'm sure by everyone, I mean me.
I'm sure this is someone's favorite.
Probably. I actually have interacted with a few people on Twitter who did not hate it.
Yeah.
So I know that those people exist.
There are things that I don't like about it, and there are things that I can appreciate.
Okay, I agree. I agree with that.
Okay. We'll dive into that a little bit.
Okay, sounds good.
Actually, first, how did you kind of find out about this movie?
That's a good question. I had heard about it somewhere on the lesbian internet because...
The lesbian internet?
Yes.
Wowie. Is that Tumblr.com?
It is Tumblr.com. It's also sometimes other places, but yes. Mostly Tumblr.com. And it was supposed to be like... this really great movie directed and produced and written by like a queer woman or queer women, and with like an all female crew and like really, I don't know. I just heard all these things that made it sound like it was going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really excited to see it, and I went to see it in the theater, and that was not a good experience. It was me and my one friend, and then in the other corner of the theater was this one dude by himself. And so that was kind of creepy.
Got it.
And yeah, it was not what I expected. Interesting. What about you? How did you first hear about it?
So I don't remember much except like, I think it might have even been a Facebook ad.
Oh.
Something like that. But or like
those things are scary.
Where they just start like playing or.
No, I mean like, how targeted they are.
Oh, yes, how targeted, yes. Yeah. So it was either that or one of my friends, like, shared the trailer mm-hmm. on Facebook or something. I feel like Facebook was a big part of it. Anyway. I remember, like, watching the trailer and thinking, like, oh, this looks, like, fun and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's sort of fun. And there's definitely sex in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So, like, I remember, like, seeing previews, but once I watched it, which I think I just ended up waiting until it was on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
it really wasn't what I expected it to be.
So, what did you expect?
Well, it looked like, from the previews, it looked, like, really sensual. So, like, mm-hmm. I wasn't totally surprised about, like, the sex.
Right.
Or anything like yeah. that. But I guess I wasn't expecting the lack of story.
Same. That's exactly what disappointed me the most about it, because I was not at all invested in any of the characters.
Yeah.
They were so flat.
Yeah.
And the dialogue was like the most random. It was just so random. There was like no like romantic buildup at all.
No.
It was like they knew each other for one day. They knew each other for 5 minutes before they just like made out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. But
yeah, I don't. This movie's problematic.
I agree.
I think this movie is extremely problematic. Yeah. So it opens up with a lesbian sex scene.
Yes.
So, you know, that is a good tone for where this movie's going to go.
Totally. And actually that scene, when I was rewatching it, I realized that the Dallas's girlfriend, do you remember her name?
Jocelyn.
She's played by, her name is Mako, I don't know if I will pronounce this right, but Nguyen?
Okay.
Who is also a Canadian actor, and she's in Killjoys, which is one of my favorite shows. And she plays Delcea in Killjoys, so I was really excited when I was rewatching it.
Oh, because you had seen Killjoys after.
Right. I hadn't watched Killjoys yet the first time
I love that. When you're like, oh my mm-hmm. God, this person I love is in this movie.
There's so many Canadian actors that just like, they're in all the things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's kind of cool. But anyway, that's beside the point. But yeah, it opens on that scene, which actually is maybe one of the better scenes in the movie. I don't know. Maybe because you just don't know what's coming after it.
Yeah.
And it does kind of set up Dallas's character to the extent that she's set up at all.
Yeah, I completely agree. I actually wrote a bit of that. Like, Dallas is completely disinterested in the mm-hmm. sex.
Yeah, she's just, like, staring into space.
And just, like it's, she's doing sex. Right. She's just having sex because she has to or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And it's very strange, and Jocelyn, kind of, she picks up on that, and she's yeah. like, what's wrong with you? Like, mm-hmm. what are you thinking? And Della says something like, stop getting so hyper.
Yeah.
Who says that?
I know.
Number one. Number two, it's like, clearly, like, this person is trying to communicate with mm-hmm. you.
And they've supposedly been in a long-term relationship, because later at that party where she meets Jasmine, and she notices that Jasmine is wearing an engagement ring, she says, oh, I was going to buy a ring for my ex.
Yeah.
I even Googled it and everything.
Oh.
And when she said that, I was like, okay, please stop. And then she said, oh, but I got my own apartment instead.
Yeah.
Which, like, it's just confusing. It's like, who is this person? This would never happen in real life, I hope.
Yeah, and it's like, the ex-girlfriend, Jocelyn, is, like, kind of put in this light as being, like, crazy. When she's yeah. not, she's actually...
No, she's not. She's just a totally normal person.
Yeah, I think she's a little quote bit unquote more... normal. Yeah. I think she's a little bit more, like, emotionally... or not as emotionally stunted as
yes.
Dallas. I think Dallas is extremely emotionally stunted.
Yeah, she's completely unavailable emotionally to, like, anyone.
Yeah.
Including herself.
Yeah, I would not want to be friends with this person.
No.
I definitely would not want to date this person.
Absolutely not.
Because she's, like, one of those people that's... She's almost, like, gaslighting.
Jocelyn. Oh, she totally
she's
is.
She's, like, you're being crazy. Like, there's... Basically, she's, like,
yeah.
there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But then she blurts out, like... I'm moving out. I got
yeah.
myself an apartment. And it's like, girl, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, that's clearly that they, like you said, they've been together for
mm-hmm.
a long time.
They
this
live
is
together.
They live together.
Yeah.
And it's like, out of just respect for someone
mm-hmm.
else, like, what wouldn't you tell them, like, you're moving out maybe so they can get their finances in order, get another
yeah.
roommate? I don't
Seriously.
Know. Like, why is Dallas such a dick?
Dallas is a dick. That is the perfect word to describe Dallas. She likes to wear a dick, and she is a dick, and she's also, like, weirdly misogynist.
Super.
She's so...
Super.
It just seems like she doesn't respect anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she comes on to Jasmine in the bathroom in that club,
mm-hmm.
She just, like, won't let her go, even though Jasmine keeps saying, oh, I'm not interested,
yes.
like... I'm going to find my friend, and she's just like, we're not done talking, and it's like, yes, you are. She's literally just told you to your face.
Yes.
She's not interested. Leave her alone.
Yes.
That's something a creepy dude would do.
This is exactly why I find this movie problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine tells her several times, I feel like close to five, to back off.
So many
she's
times.
She's not interested.
Yeah,
and
it's not
like,
just that one scene, it's later, too,
no,
when
is.
She, like, goes out on that date where they're, like, in some other restaurant, and she's, like, touching her leg, and then she straight up starts to finger her.
Yeah, in a bar.
In a bar.
In public.
In public, and then, like, make out with her.
And they're at, like, a corner seat at
yeah.
a bar. Like, it's full. Everyone can see that hoo-ha.
Yeah.
is my point.
Yeah.
And
she's still resisting, but
yes.
Dallas doesn't stop.
No.
So it's supposed to be implied, I guess, that Jasmine actually really wants it, but that's, like, so problematic. Because in
yeah.
the end, like, Jasmine gets really attached to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
at what cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gross.
So
I don't
this
like
is
it.
That is my number one issue with this movie, and why I don't think it's a very good representation of, well, I don't know if I should really say this, but I was going to say... representation of lesbians, but I was like, you know what? There are some lesbians that are dicks too. So
oh,
you know,
for
whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Emotionally unavailable.
All
chicks.
Genders can
yes.
be dicks.
all genders. All genders can be emotionally unavailable
yes.
and not take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And she does that with everyone. I like
mm-hmm.
how you were saying she doesn't respect it's like she doesn't respect anyone. And she goes to that bar, the girl party, the first one, with a friend. I don't know the friend's name.
Oh, right.
But basically the friend is like totally into the bartender.
Yeah.
And Dallas kind of tries to jump on it. And
she's like, too bad she likes me.
Yeah, she says, the friend goes, you can back off if I like a girl. Too bad she wants me. Yeah. You don't get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I wrote down, is this middle school?
Yes.
Like, ew.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people, when they come out, go through this, like, second adolescence with that, those kind of, like, middle school feelings and all that shit. But I was just like...
Well, and Dallas said that she... The first time she slept with a woman was she was, like, 17 and the woman was 30-something.
Yes. It was statutory.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I know.
It's... like, not healthy.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she meets Jasmine at that girl party because Jasmine's out with a friend. And her friend
kind of drags her. Because her fiance is traveling for, like, a couple days for work or something. So they went out.
Yeah, so they go in. And
Jasmine, and the friend is clearly bisexual or something because she's, like, super into this girl party thing and, like, dancing with all the girls.
Yeah. But Jasmine is just not interested from the beginning.
Yeah.
And... we're not really sure why. It's kind of explained a little later on that maybe she has liked girls romantically in the past.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, it's all super iffy. And just like, I cannot stand basically all this entire movie, but especially but especially the first half of this movie where it's half, I wouldn't say, but this first part of the movie where Dallas and Jasmine are playing this like stupid fucking game that they should not be playing in the first place because Jasmine said no and just leave it alone.
It's really Dallas that's playing the game.
Yeah.
And then there's that that joke about why do women love roofers?
Oh, yes.
Strip them and nail them all day.
Barf.
Yeah, seriously.
She has a couple of choice lines in this. I'd take her for a ride.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the first ones. Where Dallas, it's the first time she sees Jasmine when she's, like, a roofer on her building.
Which,
she's,
side note, how does someone like Dallas have their own company? Like, they're, like, able to start and run their own company and own such a fancy-ass truck. Like, huge truck. I don't know. I just feel like...
she doesn't seem, like, responsible to have her own business, is what we're saying.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Not that she's not talented. I'm sure she's a great roofer.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about roofing, but...
but how does she manage employees? Like, what? Right? I just don't understand.
She seems like, I don't know, the most chill foreman ever.
That's one way of putting it, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah. Quote unquote chill. She says, I'd take her for a ride. When Jasmine says, I don't come at all to these girl parties. Dallas says, terrible news. I can change that.
Yeah.
Barf. Get the fuck out of here.
Literally never say anything, Dallas, please.
Yeah, I wrote that. I thought about buying a ring for my ex. I even Googled it. I got an apartment instead.
I was like,
ooh, what a winner.
I know. Like, aren't you so attracted to her right now?
Yeah, it's just, I like when people are in tune with their emotions and Dallas is
and
not.
And, like, kind, maybe.
Maybe.
Just, like, a little bit.
Yeah. So Dallas basically, like, just does not stop and keeps... going after Jasmine, even though she says not to. And eventually they end up, like, making out in an alleyway or something like that.
Yeah, so I actually wrote down, because I was curious how many actual sex scenes there were in this, and between the two of them, because there's some other sex scenes. And I got to 4, which is actually less than I thought, considering how much time in this movie is just, like, sex. But it was, like, 4 separate times.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I wrote down all the different things they did. I had to do something to, like, keep my brain engaged during this movie. So, yeah, they made out in the alley, and then, like, that guy came by with a trash can. They were, like, giggling about it. Suddenly, Jasmine was, like, all giggly for some reason.
Yeah.
And, like, really into it all of a sudden. And then they, like, went to her truck, and Dallas started fisting her in the trunk. And then they went to Dallas's house. And then they just did, like all the things.
Mm-hmm.
But Dallas was topping her the whole time.
Yes.
That was the other thing, is that that was the entire relationship. Yeah. Dallas was always a top. Which, I mean, there's nothing inherently wrong with that at all.
No.
It just, I guess it fits with her character.
And mm-hmm. Jasmine being a pillow princess.
Totally.
Kind of fits with her character as well. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I read a couple of articles on their sex scenes mm-hmm. and, like, how it is pretty realistic in the sense of, like, how lesbians have sex. It's not, like...
That's the one thing I feel like I could appreciate about the movie.
That's the only thing I could appreciate about this movie.
But I would like it a lot better if I gave a shit about the characters.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's like there's so many, you know, movies where scissoring is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm sure some lesbians do scissor, it's mm-hmm. not the end-all be-all of lesbian sex. So I did like the different portrayals in mm-hmm. this movie.
Yeah, they kind of did almost all the lesbian sex acts, I think.
Yeah, and that are variety.
Possible. And a variety, yeah.
Yeah, the variety of them.
Yeah, just like one right after the other, just like that.
But, yeah, I was, like, not really interested in the whole thing of Dallas being a top. And I think it's because I wanted her to have some emotional, like...
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Because it takes
Jasmine...
vulnerability to let someone,
yeah.
like, top give as opposed yeah. to just be the giver.
Yeah. And I thought it would be really interesting to mm-hmm. see Dallas in a different role and also to see Jasmine mm-hmm. in... a more
it would have given some kind of depth to this movie or their character.
So it's just kind of like that would have been a great turning point and maybe I would have liked this movie more.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I also did like there's a masturbation scene in this movie.
The bathtub one?
Yeah, which is like super acrobatic and like
so acrobatic.
My abs hurt just thinking about it.
She did have pretty strong abs, I think.
Yeah, dude. So basically the character Jasmine runs the tap of the bathtub on her clitoris.
Yeah.
And, yeah. and but she's holding herself up the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It was also funny. Boring. This is, like, kind of just a random side note, but I thought their pubic hair choices were interesting because Jasmine had some,
mm-hmm.
but it was, like, trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas had none.
Did you notice that? I noticed Jasmine's, not Dallas's.
It was just, like, I think maybe the first time they were at Dallas's place when she, like, took off her pants.
Got it.
Or took off the dick or whatever. Whatever it was she was wearing.
Whatever. that's another thing, too. I don't know how... Maybe it's because I'm just kind of feminine. I don't know how some lesbians pack.
Yeah.
Like, Dallas clearly had that on, like, the whole time.
Right. But
it's not, like, would you... I don't get it. Because it's hard.
Yeah. I've never actually tried it.
Yeah.
But it does seem
basically,
like,
it pops out of her pants, and you're like, how'd you get
it
in there?
Right,
yeah,
because...
It, like, bulging? Like,
yeah. Actually, it kind of reminds me of that time in the L Word when...
Shane.
No, not Shane. Was it Dana or Alice? It was, like, one of them. I think it was Dana, and Alice really wanted her. They were, like, on a cruise ship or something.
That episode's so funny.
That episode was funny. Talk about another problematic show. And talk about parallels, because Dallas is, like, Shane, but, like, 1,000 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really saying something, because Shane was pretty terrible.
Yeah, but Shane grows, at least.
That's true.
I mean, they gave us how many seasons? 7? 6?
Something like that.
Whatever. There were many years for Shane to grow.
That's true. She managed to do it a little bit. I don't know.
I love Shane at the end. I think she's great.
Shane, when she's with Jenny? No, Shane was only ever good with Carmen. I'm sorry. Then she ruined it.
No. All right. Debate later.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about this now. That's not what we're talking about.
I think we can both agree that, you know, first 3 seasons, Shane, maybe not the best person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Carmen's in the third season, so I don't know. First two, at least.
Yeah. I feel like yes. She almost got there with Carmen, and then she just failed. But anyway. Yeah.
But yeah, Dallas is definitely a Shane, looking very Shane today.
Yes. She looks like Shane. She acts like Shane, but worse.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. She's terrible. Don't like her.
So
in case that wasn't clear.
So in my notes, I took them in two different colors because I had to stop this movie halfway through.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that, which was a good call because I watched the whole thing. And this movie's only an hour and a half. That's, like, pretty short for a full-length movie, but yeah. It feels like a huge slog to get through.
Yes. So I stopped it after their first, quote-unquote, date.
Okay, so this was that scene. This was, like, the only... Oh, okay. Never mind. Keep going.
So when they're... When basically, I forget what it is, but Dallas is like, I'll be in your neighborhood until dark, and then I'm going to go home. And Jasmine makes sure that she's done with work and is able to get home before Dallas leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, okay, I'll have one drink with you. And then they go out to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, kind of arguing
on
their first date. That's so awkward. Mm-hmm. It's all so awkward. I hate when they talk.
I know. Please don't talk.
And, like, I wrote down they're acting so cool. Like, they're trying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, I hate that idea of, like, trying.
Yeah.
It's like
you should, because you're automatically being super fake. And what's the point of that?
Exactly. You shouldn't be trying that hard.
No.
And then I put, basically, fingers are at the bar.
Yeah, I wrote that too.
And Jasmine, at one point, she says, don't come any closer.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Dallas do? Goes closer.
Yeah.
Makes out with her face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, fuck this.
Yeah. yeah, at that point, if you weren't done already, it's like, you're done.
So that's basically when I shut it off.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's late. I can't take this bullshittery anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm dedicated to the cause, so I will pick up this tomorrow. And I did.
Yeah, good job. Took one for the team.
Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, they have, like, a really... So, like, after that, it's kind of, like, a turning point.
Yeah.
It almost becomes sweet.
This is what I was going to bring up. So, like, the only real exposition in this entire movie is, like, this scene. It's 45 minutes in, so it's halfway through. Which is way too long for them to be starting this exposition part and it's weird because it seems like, so they go on this all day, like, I guess you could call it a date, where they like go out on the water on this boat and they're like on the beach, they go to a carousel and like basically almost fuck on the carousel too because they can't not, I guess. And but they're also, it's, like, overlaid with this dialogue where they're telling each other, like, kind of stuff about their past and their family and, like, growing up. But it doesn't, for me, it doesn't work. Like, I think the point of it is to give the characters depth and history and, like, backstory.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, serve as the romantic part of their relationship because up until now it's only... been
sexual
and like not even in a good way at all. And so
in a creepy way.
So this is, I feel like this is supposed to remedy that, but it doesn't work because the dialogue is like it comes off as just like a bunch of random facts about themselves.
I agree.
That have no context really, and it just like, it's just this short, weird thing in the middle of the movie, which is bookended by, like, a whole bunch of sex and, like, creepiness. And I don't know. I guess that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I feel like the damage had already been done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, they were trying to backpedal and be like, oh, Dallas actually has emotions.
Right.
And a total dick. And it's just like, no, she still kind of is.
Yeah.
There were some things about it that I did like, but I felt like it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I already hate these people.
Yeah.
Like, like, not much is gonna make me like them again.
Yeah.
So one of the things Jasmine says is that she had a crush on this girl when she was in high school, and she had, like, a summer fling. where she, with a girl named Denise.
Yeah.
And Denise. She kissed her.
I bet Denise was nicer than Dallas.
Oh, I hope so. And she says, I stopped thinking about that part of myself. I just did what was prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly Jasmine has had some, like, pressures from her family. Yeah. But it's like, as the viewer, we can only kind of, like, it's just the surface of it.
Right.
And we don't really get to know her very much.
She does paint her fiancé's fingernails while he's asleep in the beginning.
Oh, yes, yes.
I wonder if that's supposed to be, like, it's supposed to imply that she prefers women or something like that.
That's what I thought, too, and I was like, maybe she's just being silly.
Yeah.
I don't know, but,
that
yeah.
was weird. This whole movie's weird.
It was a little strange. But she also asks Dallas for her coming out story,
mm-hmm.
and she says, I don't have a coming out story. It's never ending, which mm-hmm. I did kind of like.
Yeah, because that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Like, I come out, you know, I feel like every other week.
Yeah.
Whenever I meet someone new mm-hmm. or... even if it's not someone new, but my personal life comes up somehow, it's like, oh, no, actually, by the way.
Yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
Which I did like about Dallas, but she was still also very, like, emotionally mm-hmm. cornered, where she was, like, she was still very much guarded. Like, she didn't really want to tell her story.
Yeah.
And the way that she kind of explains her story, quote-unquote, is that, that sexual experience mm-hmm. With a woman who is 30.
Who actually, she says that that woman was like, like the top in that.
Yes.
So that's actually interesting. I just realized that. Maybe I wonder if that was the only time Dallas was ever a bottom.
That is true. Because she says... remember she said something like we both got what we wanted out of it.
Right.
She says something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what kind of 30-year-old wants to have sex with like
I know,
15 or
that was exactly my thought. I was like,
nasty fuck.
Yeah.
That's
another bad lesbian stereotype. Like
yeah.
the predatory teacher.
Yeah.
That's a huge trope.
Definitely. And we don't know much about this woman, but
no.
she must have been something like a mentor.
Yeah.
Because, like, again, what kind of 30-year-old hangs out with
right.
15-year-olds?
Yeah.
Gross. Only gross ones.
I mean, you can, like, be a mentor to someone, but don't, like, fuck them.
Yeah.
That's, like, a huge line crossed.
Yeah, and helping them and hanging out with them are,
yeah,
like,
that's
also
true.
Different.
Yeah, that's true.
As someone who works with children.
Yes.
You do, too.
Ditto.
Yeah. Yeah, that, and I think it's really telling that her first sexual experience mm-hmm. is technically statutory rape.
Yeah.
Like,
And, I mean, she really coerces Jasmine into sex.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There's a lot there that
yeah.
needs to be unpacked.
Yeah.
And, like, I want to have a therapy session with Dallas,
mm-hmm.
even though I'm not a therapist.
Yeah.
I'll be like,
but,
okay,
like, it's never addressed in the movie.
No, and that's what really... One of the things that really bugs me about
yeah,
this movie is that
same.
It had potential.
It did. It had so much potential.
And after that day, they have, like, a really nice, like, cute little sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was just, like, super cute.
I laughed because they also had some random dialogue after that, and I wrote down some of the lines.
Please share.
So Jasmine said, I wrote rando in capital letters. Jasmine says, have you ever tried to count your breaths in a minute? And she says, I could eat blueberry pancakes at every meal. And it's just like, just all these random things. And it just feels like it's supposed to be this metaphorical, like, poem or something, but it
oh
just
God.
Feels dumb.
It was super dumb. Yeah, and like I said, it's like they're trying to put in this, like, sensitivity
mm-hmm.
and this, like, emotion into this thing where you're like, it's already so far gone.
Yeah,
like,
you can't save
guys.
This at this point.
Like, if it were peppered a little bit throughout,
yeah.
I could see this, but now it's just, like, two different movies,
mm-hmm.
and it's weird.
Yeah.
So basically, from that, after they have that really good day, Jasmine's fiance calls her and says that he is, like...
He came home early.
Yeah, basically.
It was, like, raining and his golf thing was canceled or something.
Golf.
Golfs, anyway.
Golf. So basically, yeah, he gets home early.
She doesn't get that message, though.
Oh, no. Of course not. The drama.
She's too busy being fucked. by Dallas's dick.
And this is like another one of those times where Jasmine kind of tries to break things off, and she says like,
yeah,
all right, like my fiance is coming back, like I really can't do this again. And Dallas is like, I really want to see you again,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a big step for Dallas, mm-hmm. In being in tune with her emotions. But again, Jasmine is saying no,
mm-hmm.
And Dallas
won't take no for an answer.
Yeah, won't take no for an answer. But anyway, you know, they get walked in on.
Yeah, they're in the tub again.
Yeah.
Which the tub is, I guess, prominent in this movie.
It's a nice looking tub.
It is.
I kind of want that
tub. The tub is the best character in the movie.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's not, not inaccurate.
No.
It's completely true.
Yeah.
I do love that tub.
It is a nice tub.
But basically, Jasmine runs to apologize after clearly the fiancé's like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
oh, and his name's Ryle.
Yeah.
Gross.
No offense to anyone named Ryle, but...
Who names their kid just Ryle?
Named Ryle.
I hope it's not
Maybe
just
it's
Ryle.
A Canadian thing.
Maybe it's Riley. Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
I don't know. I love Canada, though, just as a general statement.
America's hat is pretty great. I haven't been there since I was little, but, you know.
I enjoy Canada and many of the people in Canada. But not Ryle.
Yeah. Canada brings us a lot of gay things, so I have to
It's true. It. Canada is way better at gay content.
They are. They're really good.
Yeah.
I mean,
even
Black.
Though, right.
Duh.
Yeah. Orphan Black. Killjoys is Canadian.
The L Word was technically filmed in Canada.
Oh. A lot of things are filmed there because it's cheaper.
I'm just going to give it. It's
okay.
Canadian.
Well, they probably don't want the L word. They're like, no.
No, you take it. All right, fair enough. I'll take it.
So Ryle.
Yes, Ryle. He seems like an okay kind of dude until, because I don't know anything about him. That's
yeah.
why he seems okay.
He's just like, he doesn't do anything incriminating, but he also doesn't do anything redeeming. He's just there.
Yeah. The one thing I thought was a little strange about him is, like, he tells Jasmine that she has to end it in person.
Yeah. He also tells her that she's a lesbian.
He does?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was, like, when, I guess it was right after, or right before he told her that she needed to tell Dallas in person that they needed to break up. She was, like, I'm sorry, like, whatever, apologizing. I really want to be with you and marry you. And he was like, but you're a lesbian.
Oh.
Yeah, and
I
was like,
that part.
Hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, he seems like, you know, obviously he's heartbroken, but
right.
he would be fine if she just, you know, he doesn't want all that. He doesn't want
right.
someone to be with him just because, like, they feel obligated.
Right, exactly. But yeah, so that was kind of shitty where he was like, in order to prove to me that you,
yeah.
like, want to be with me, you have to go in person and I'm going to wait outside and, like...
Yeah, I was actually surprised that he didn't go in there and, like,
yeah, me too,
do it, make her do it in front of him. I was like, well,
yeah.
whatever. Yeah, so basically he drives Jasmine to Dallas's apartment,
mm-hmm.
Waits for her in the car until she breaks it off.
They cry a lot.
They cry a lot.
Even Dallas cries.
Yeah, and Dallas says, I shouldn't have put you in this position.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, oh, you said something self-aware.
Whoa.
Good job.
You think? Maybe this might have been a messy situation.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have forced yourself on this woman who is engaged to someone.
Yeah. And
anyway.
While Jasmine is, of course, at fault cheating on her fiance, I don't know. It's just like, yeah. Dallas never took no for an answer.
No.
Period. So Jasmine comes back, and she looks at Ryle with this, like, pure disgust.
Yeah, she does.
And, like, Jasmine's character, like, clearly doesn't know that she's doing it.
Yeah.
But she's just kind of, like, disgusted that he made her do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at her like... like he's shocked. He looks shocked, like for the first time, and he says, "Why aren't you ever like this with me?"
Yeah,
and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That tells a lot about their relationship mm-hmm. and the fact that Jasmine's probably, like she has said before, she's done what's prescribed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just kind of like she's going with the flow and probably doesn't show a ton of emotion.
Yeah.
Because she tries to cut that self, part of herself, off from him.
Mm-hmm. She also has, I mean, like during that fashion shoot when she lied to her model about the faux fur,
yeah.
she like had no problem doing that.
Oh, no. It was...
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess they're both a little.
Yeah. So, basically, Jasmine and Ryle try to patch things up. Dallas goes out on her own.
Yeah, so this is another...
This is another weird,
creepy, like, definitely not doing any Dallas's character any favors. She, like, goes to this strip club. She's carrying, like, a growler down the street, like, and drinking...
Just, like, walking through an intersection,
yeah.
not, like, through a crosswalk yeah, or anything. Yeah,
just in the middle of the street.
And there's drunk.
Like, yeah, and it's, like, slow-mo, which at this point in the movie, I'm like, please don't do slow-mo. Like, I can't watch any more of this. And so she's just walking. She goes to the strip club, and I guess there's someone there that, I forget her name. Do you remember?
MJ. They call her MJ.
MJ.
Yeah.
I guess... She's, like, her go-to person or something.
Yeah.
She, like, goes into this private room. But instead of getting a lap dance, like, I guess she's still packing because MJ just, like, sits on her.
I think she uses her hand.
Oh, she does. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite see.
I did remember seeing that. But, yeah, basically, like, I mean, I've never been to a strip club, but usually,
yeah.
like, exotic dancers, like, you're not really allowed to touch them.
Right.
Never mind, like,
yeah.
get them off.
Right.
And MJ is, like, totally into it, like,
yeah.
really clearly loves Dallas's
yeah.
company.
Right.
But,
like, for the sex. It seems like it's pretty clear that for both of them it's just about the sex. It's not about emotional attachment
no.
at all.
Not at all. Yeah, they're definitely just there
yeah.
to rub on out.
Yeah.
And I just thought of this now. Do you think it's the same person
as
her first... sexual
encounter.
Because
oh.
MJ looks kind of
Whoa,
older.
Oh, you're right. She does. That's
Shit.
Really... Oh, my God.
Like, are we supposed to assume that?
I don't
as
know.
The viewer?
I was going to say...
Didn't.
I did not assume that.
I didn't until
but now
just
that
now.
You said it, that would actually be even more interesting. They should say it explicitly if it's true.
Because you think, like, what, Dallas is probably, like, 25 to 30 years old.
Yeah, she can't be that old.
No. But MJ's... I would say in her 40s.
Yeah.
So it would be around
yeah.
the same.
Wow. Woo! Oh my gosh.
Wow. We are unearthing
so
much right now.
Okay, so if that was the case, then Dallas's first sexual experience would have been with an exotic dancer. Like, is that how they would have met?
I have no idea. See, we need to know more about
yeah.
this. But also, like, I don't care.
Yeah, I was just going to say, actually, I don't care that much. Please don't make any more of this movie.
Yeah.
No sequels. No, nothing.
But, of course, because they're in a club where you're not supposed to touch the entertainers, Dallas gets kicked out.
Yeah. And then she calls the guy a pervert. And I'm like, who are you to say anything like that? You're, like, the biggest pervert in this whole.
And it's not like the guy was, like, watching them.
No,
was like,
he
okay,
was just,
now,
like,
get out.
Yeah.
He just, like, noticed it, said, you need to get out
yeah.
of here. And, you know, she just calls him a pervert.
Yeah.
He's not. He's just a bouncer. He's doing
yeah.
his job.
Mm-hmm. I guess
yeah.
the word pervert is kind of, probably should never be used anyway, but I don't know.
Why do you say that?
Well, not that it shouldn't ever be used, but it just is, it's kind of like a simplified derogatory. I don't know what I'm saying. Never mind.
But that's interesting. I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I want to know more about the history of pervert.
Yeah. I don't actually know.
So Jasmine and Ryle try to have sex. Jasmine starts sobbing. Ryle is like, okay, like,
yeah,
let's not do this. And yeah. Not much else happens.
And then there's
end.
Just, like, this random scene at the end where Dallas is, like, wearing this really nice blue shirt.
Yeah.
And, like, sitting by the water.
Yeah.
And Jasmine comes and is like, okay, I told him everything. So I guess it's implied that...
Her coworker. She told her coworkers everything.
Oh!
Yeah.
I was so checked out by the end.
Yeah.
I was
just so, like, yeah, Dallas is sitting by a river. Jasmine comes up and she has like coffee or something like that. And she's like, I told some people at work about you today. And she's like, oh, what'd you tell them? She just says everything.
Yeah. Okay. So it's implied that she and Ryle are broken up and that they're together now.
Yeah.
Dallas and Jasmine. Congratulations.
I hated that this movie ended like Imagine Me and You.
Oh, no. Don't compare it to that.
Exactly. Because it gives you a direct fucking comparison more than usual.
But it's, don't think of it as that movie.
You cannot. It's not at all.
Imagine Me and You is so magical and wonderful.
It's so precious.
It's very precious.
Like, that's not
tame. It's way, way better than this movie.
But, like, there's that same scene where they have coffee together outside, like, in a park. And it's just like, again, it's too late.
Yeah.
You did this, like, 45-minute fuck-a-thon.
Yeah.
Like, tried to, inject some feeling into this.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. It's like, you did this wrong. Sorry. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought the directing was fine.
Yeah.
The acting was fine.
Eh.
It was eh. Fine.
What acting?
Yeah, exactly. The writing was terrible.
Yeah.
I think it was absolutely atrocious.
I agree.
I don't know. It really felt super disjointed. Mm-hmm. Like, it was two separate movies in here.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't enough unpacked. I think they wanted to just be, sexy.
Yeah. Which, maybe they should have just made a porn. They almost did. They actually kind of did. But they should have maybe marketed it.
As a porn.
As a porn.
As a porny.
As a porny.
Because it was like, they're like, oh man, we need to inject some plot into this before it gets too porny. And then it was just like,
too late.
It's too late. It's way too late.
Yeah.
So, while there are maybe two things I liked about this movie, the rest of it I did not like. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a very good representation of lesbian relationships. Like, no. I don't think it should be out there. I think of, like, you know, baby gays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, girls coming out of the closet
mm-hmm.
or just starting to question their sexuality, and they fucking look at this on Netflix.
Yeah. No. Oh, no.
They get an idea of what it's supposed to be like, which was like me in The L Word.
That's true. I was just going to say, because, The L Word was definitely my, like, coming out media thing that I consumed.
Same.
Which, at the time, I was, like, so into it, but looking back, I'm like, damn, that show was really problematic and terrible.
So problematic.
So I guess, I mean, it won't necessarily ruin baby gays who are coming out who watch it, but it's just not, like, why?
Yeah. It clearly
won't.
Like,
why bother?
Exactly. Why bother? And it clearly won't, and that's kind of why, you know, I wanted to make this podcast, where it's like, there are a lot of lesbian movies out there, and not all of them, a lot of them are not good, but
that's true.
Some of them are good,
especially more recent ones. Like, this is kind of surprisingly bad for a recent one, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's funny because it's been compared to Blue is the Warmest Color just because of, like, the amount of sex that's in it, I think. And this one, I know there's been, like, a lot of talk about how this one has, like, the female gaze, whereas Blue is the Warmest Color has, like, the male gaze. But honestly, like, when it comes to a movie like this, I don't think you can necessarily tell the difference unless you know who is, like, making the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there was difference in, like, what the sex acts actually were in the two movies, so that's a big thing, I guess.
Yeah. There weren't as many close-up shots in this film, which I think is, like, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
The idea where you're looking at something, like, more holistically, you're looking at the female form.
Yeah, you're right.
As opposed to, like, a close-up on a woman's ass, which is what Blue is the Warmest Color does portray a lot of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was heavily compared to that movie, and I think rightfully so, and that's why... I just think this is a good thing to talk about because it's like, I think, like I said, I think of those kids that are like, they're watching this movie and they think they have a clear, you know, movie here that shows that being abused is like kind of okay and like having this weird emotional unavailability mm-hmm. is cool.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not cool.
No, it's not.
And I don't, like, it doesn't address that. It doesn't show it. Erica Linder, mm-hmm. who plays Dallas, is beautiful.
Yeah.
And she is cool in yeah. the movie. But it's like, that's not someone that you should really want to date.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of
this movie is not about a healthy relationship.
No,
at
it's not.
All.
And I just think of, like, the young children.
The chillins, as my dad would call them.
The young gabies of the this world watching it. And yeah. they're like,
they might find out what lesbian sex looks like, though.
That is accurate.
Yeah.
That is, did we already talk about that? Maybe not.
I don't know.
I can't tell if it was before we hit record or not. But yeah, I did think the lesbian sex in this movie was good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a pretty accurate portrayal yeah. of...
They did a lot of things that, mm-hmm. like, lesbians do those
yeah.
things.
Lesbians do. And I think a lot of it, like, a lot of other movies, like Blue is the Warmest Color mm-hmm. or The Handmaiden, show scissoring. And while, mm-hmm. like I said, scissoring isn't the end-all be-all.
They had a bunch of tribbing in here, which is, like, almost the
yes.
same thing. But not quite.
Yeah. But it's like, that does happen.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought it was good and it was a fair representation in that case.
Only in that one specific, like, facet of the movie.
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes. If you check out anything else.
Yeah. Pretend these characters are actually characters and not just like puppets.
Oh my god, sex puppets.
Sex puppets.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So in general, I did not like this movie.
Agree.
Yep.
I think they should have called it In Her Tub.
Oh my god. That is so funny. Also, speaking of like wordplay, because blow her mouth. Are you fucking kidding me? Dallas's company tagline is the above your head specialist.
Really? Oh my god.
What? I don't know.
I did not notice that.
There were so many like things where I was just like shaking my fucking head
yeah.
at all of this stuff. Like it was so like cheesy or just like I don't even know.
This movie was ridiculous.
This movie was so ridiculous. I'm glad it's over.
Me too. I'm never gonna watch it again. Twice is too much.
Yeah, I'm glad I did stop in the middle of it.
Yeah,
so,
I'm glad you did too.
Check it out. Let us
or
know what
not.
You think. Or not.
Make your own decisions.
Yeah, I was actually doing some research. I read this really funny review called Below Her Mouth, What Lesbian Porn Would Look Like If It Were Actually Made by Lesbians review on IndieWire. This is by Dude Dry, and I thought it was so funny. This person clearly writes, oh my god, I'm glad they write for a living. So it says, there is no scissoring in Below Her Mouth. That is about the only position that's position missing from this 90-minute sex movie.
Yeah.
Which feels like an attempt to single-handedly correct every misrepresentation of lesbian sex ever put on screen. Many straight male directors have selflessly tackled the trope, including Park Chan-wook with The Handmaiden. And I'm gonna, butcher this, but Abdelatif Cheech with Blue is the Warmest Color. While those films have artistic merit on their side, each feature laughably acrobatic scissoring positions, which
yes.
no one should attempt at home. It could only have been imagined by someone who has never actually had lesbian sex, though this movie does have an acrobatic scene. That tub scene with
yeah.
the masturbation scene.
But it's a solo acrobatic scene.
Yeah.
So
my
that's
abs,
a little different.
My abs still hurt.
Ow, my abs. From laughing so hard?
Yes. In Below Her Mouth, director April Mullen, who also directed Dead Before Dawn, and her all-female production crew, film every lesbian sex position under the sun, almost as if they had tasked themselves with delivering a primer to all the curious people out there.
Well, there you go. It came that part came across.
Yeah. Who needs a story when there's doggy style strap-on sex on a bathtub ledge and in an alleyway and in the back of a truck and even occasionally on a bed? But in case you were wondering, the thin plot draped casually around these encounters is a lot like the Jenny Marina storyline from season one of The L Word, except with blonde Shane as a roofing Romeo. Which I just
That review is perfect.
Yeah. There's a lot more to that review, but
we'll link it in the show notes.
Yes. That made me laugh so hard because I was like, yes, this is completely accurate.
Yeah. Good job, Jude.
Yeah.
You're a great writer. Congratulations.
I think that kind of summed it up.
Yeah.
I like when writers feel the same way I do.
Yeah. Same. This movie was also an official selection at Toronto International Film Festival, which kind of shocked me a little bit.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, me either. I don't know who decides that.
Maybe there were a lot of LGBTQ selections that year.
Yeah, I guess that would be something I could look into, but yeah. I probably won't.
I know nothing about, like, film festivals and what goes into all of that and the selections either. And all that, so.
I just feel like this movie's really bad, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think it's a good representation.
No.
If you have any thoughts, feel free to email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com. Our Instagram is also galpalswatch. We'll be setting up a Tumblr soon. Oh, actually, well, you know, we'll put something on there soon. It's galpalswatchthepodcast.tumblr.com, I guess. The lesbian internet.
Yeah, I was just going to say galpalswatch.thelesbianinternet.tumblr.com.
Tumblr.com.
Just kidding, that's not the real address. It's galpalswatch.tumblr.com, probably when we make it.
Lesbian internet. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next week with another awesome episode.
Yay! Thanks. We'll pick a better movie.
Or not. We'll see.
Thanks all for right. listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.